Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Why don't you just do that, except don't do it, then don't wait 45 minutes to do it, okay? Because then I'll run out of time. And that will make both of us feel very frustrated. Except you guys continue to do it, so I guess there must be a certain thrill in it. It's like saying don't think about elephants, right? All right. So, interesting article today in, let's see where this was actually written. Let me check it out for you. That says something I think that most of us feel inherently, which is, it's in someplace called Health. That says quieting down might save billions in heart disease causes. They're saying that reducing hazardous noise level, which is actually a factor in high blood pressure and heart disease, could save more than $3 billion annually. Plus, it would save our ears. They're saying a lot of work is done on air pollution and the public health burden, but noise just never seems to get the same consideration. Poor health outcomes, including heart disease, because sleep disturbance causes stress and interrupt body cycles. So they're saying that this is just an estimate, but it turns out that we're not supposed to be exposed on a daily basis to any more than 55 weighted decibels, with nighttime noise weighed more heavily due to sleep disturbance. They assume the portion of the U.S. population exposed to high levels of noise was the same as in 2013, was the same as in 1981, which I don't think that's true. I think it's much noisier. Even the country has further urbanized over the last 30 years, that's an unlikely estimate. I think that's absolutely true. They assumed, so this is probably a very conservative estimate, that basically just about half were exposed to 58 decibels, and about 15% were exposed to at least 65 decibels per day. They assume the risk of hypertension or coronary heart disease increases by 7 to 17% per 10 decibels of increased noise exposure. Hypertension and cardiovascular disease accounts for 15% of U.S. health expenditures, which is almost $325 billion a year. One-third of U.S. adults have high blood pressure. Did you know it was that high?
I did not know it was that high.
Yeah.
Wow.
Serious problem.
Yeah, no kidding.
Reducing daily noise levels by 5 decibels would reduce the number of people with hypertension by about 1.5%, and those with coronary heart disease by almost 2%. That's savings of $4 billion annually. Saving schmavings. It means that people are going to live longer. We know that too loud can damage hearing, but it basically has other effects that I think nobody knew about. Did you know that the noise could raise your blood pressure? I mean, it certainly raises your sort of irritation level.
Yeah, and I guess as a result, raising your irritation level would cause your
blood pressure. It's not clear. That's kind of my assumption, but it may be more direct than that.
So if I'm like, let's say I'm sitting out on my porch and a loud motorcycle drives by, that could potentially drive up my blood pressure, hearing that loud noise. Wow.
Well, it's saying it's the total amount of decibels you're exposed to over on a 24-hour period.
Okay.
So one particular sound, I mean, but if you think about it, if it frightens you, if you got a startle response, which is an adrenaline response, it might raise your blood pressure temporarily. The question is, what's the long-term effects? And they really are not talking about that very much. They're saying new windows or insulation can be effective. Noise that is not produced cannot have effects. So they're saying to try and quiet everything down. But things like horns, I mean, everybody's least favorite thing, which is the garbage trucks early in the morning.
Well, what about like a sporting event? If you're at like a football game or something and there's 65,000 people there and they're, wow.
How about rock concerts?
Yeah.
I mean, there are all sorts of issues. And the study is, I mean, you're asking legitimate questions, which is it a one-time noise? Because we know that can certainly affect your hearing. The question is, there are two questions. Number one, does it have to be prolonged exposure? And that really is dependent on what is the actual mechanism. Is it that it's just an irritation, and when you're irritated, you trigger specific stress hormones, and stress hormones will raise your blood pressure and overtax your heart? Or is it a more direct mechanism?
Well, and how long specifically, too?
Exactly.
Talking a couple of hours, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it depends.
It depends, again, what the mechanism is. If it has to reach a certain level and then be maintained for a while,
right.
The question is, if it's just a startle response, we know if you hear a gunshot or the backfiring of a tire or something jumps out at you in a movie, will that do it? And, again, it depends on the mechanism. It depends whether it's cumulative and bypasses your adrenal response, or it triggers your adrenal response whether you're irritated or not. I don't know.
Wow.
And they didn't talk about it. So you're asking legitimate questions to which I don't have the answers.
Yeah.
But it's clear that assuming that the noise levels are the same today as they were 40 years ago is ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
And, of course, people having earbuds, trust me, there are people who have earbuds where I can hear the music that they're listening to is too loud for me, who's not attached to their earbuds and is sitting next to them, which means it's blowing out their tympanic membrane, but it's also, and again, we don't know what the mechanism is. If you're listening to loud music and you're enjoying it, is that going to have a different response than if you hear something that you find irritating? Don't know. They didn't talk about it in the study, but it's perfect. Again, we need to know mechanism and frequency, duration, all sorts of things. All right, so I thought that was a great lead-in to one of the questions we got a huge number of response to on Facebook, which is, what drives you the craziest? What drives you the craziest?
this is kind of a funny one. When you're on the phone with someone and you're talking to them, and a person comes into the room and is talking to you while you're trying to talk to someone else on the phone.
Well, how about, I thought what you were going to say, I agree, because just rude. What about where you're talking to somebody on the phone and they put you on hold to take another phone call?
Yeah.
I think that's really kind of rude. I think call waiting is one of the sort of gifts of the devil, you know, and I've been known to use it, but the thing about you've got caller ID and you can go to voicemail, so you always had the possibility, unless it's an emergency,
right?
And people are always saying, I have to take this call. No, they don't. And for example, I was around some people over the weekend, and I left my phone at home, and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to be with you. I don't really need to spend time talking to anybody else. I can call them back, or they can call me back." But I'm certainly the exception. Most people are. In fact, somebody sent me an email today because I was teasing somebody over the weekend that they were always on their phone. Sent me an email that said, "It really irritates me that you're on the phone all the time." And says, "Well, you really irritate me, period." So that was so subtle. All right. So I agree. Phone stuff in general. I find my biggest irritation these days is people who are texting while they're walking down the street, and they're not paying any attention to where they're going.
Right.
And so they'll run into you, or they'll stop without signaling. And they're just, it's like they're in their own world. And the idea of, look, if you want to check your text messages or check your email, that's fine. Just go over the side so you're not impeding traffic. But they'll stop, especially when people are getting on and off the train.
Yeah.
They'll stop on the stairs halfway up.
Yeah.
And I just think, come on, folks. Yeah, yeah. Or people who sit on the stairs, like, oh, good, now I get to trip over you. This is terrific. Thank you.
I also hate too when I'm on the road driving, especially, and this happens so often on the freeway or on the highway, more than any other area to drive, is when people merge and change lanes without using their signal.
Man,
it's like,
yeah, it's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's so dangerous to do it that way, and it's so simple to use your signal. It's just
or even to look. People who will not only not signal but not look, so they just pull over.
Yeah, and you don't know what's behind you, and you're not paying attention, and yeah, it's ridiculous.
Right, so we're whining at you. If you'd like to, listen, I know gobs of you have responded on Facebook, which is fine, but if you want to respond in person or you don't have anything you want to complain about, be my guest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-375-69. All right, we're talking about aggravation. And what aggravates you the most? Manny says it's basically people who change lanes without signaling. And mine yep. is people who decide that the sidewalk is their own private domain, and so or the stairs or anything else, and so they'll just stop and start texting or emailing or whatever. And it's a combination of being really kind of dangerous. And people will do it when they're crossing the street; they'll bump into you. or you'll bump into them because you're not, you know, they didn't signal. But it's also, it's just kind of rude. And you think, all right, so, and of course they're not making any noise, which I suppose is better. All right, so let's hear what other people think just makes people crazy.
Amy says, I could take up the whole page.
She says, you go, girl.
She says, people that drive too fast behind you. Yeah, I hate that one, too.
Yep.
Pressuring you to speed. College-age children that don't appreciate how good they have it.
Good luck. That's never going to happen. Maybe, you know, another 10, 15 years they might.
Calls from unavailable numbers and people that are on their iPhone when you're trying to carry on a conversation with them. It's maddening world. It's a maddening world nowadays.
Oh, honey. We need some meditation here. I hear. Yeah, but it does sound like you've got assaults, you know, clowns to the left of you, jokers to the right. Here, you're caught right in the middle of all the jerks. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of issues going on in a lot of areas. That it sounds like you commute. That you've got people that are not very careful about your time, and you've got some teenagers. The teenagers just decide that they're not going to be teenagers forever, and if your mom and dad are still alive, go and ask them how charming you were, and that sometimes can make you feel like it's not forever, it's just irritating. Okay, keep going.
Bonnie says, people, and in parentheses she says, like my spouse, that answer most questions with, I am not sure, or I'll think about it, or perhaps. Be bold once in a while and say, yes, I would like a ham sandwich. I realize that his way of responding is passive-aggressive, and yeah, it drives me insane. Any advice?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Here you go, Chickie. Just say, listen, when you decide, let me know. And do nothing. Right? Because if you say, do you want a ham sandwich? You said, gee, I don't know, I'll get back to you. Say, you know, whenever you're ready, just let me know. Or go ahead and figure it, whenever you're ready, here's where the ham is. That works even better. Right? Look, the whole point is that we work out all sorts of kabuki dances that don't serve any of us. And that sort of, gee, whatever you want. I agree with you. I mean, and I think men do it for one of two reasons. Either because they think it's, well, I suppose one of three reasons. Again, we started with two, always go to three. All right, number one, they just plain don't care, which in and of itself, okay, if you don't care, then you do it. If you don't care, there's not going to be any gratitude involved, which is going to make me angry sooner or later anyway. So you don't care, you deal with it. Fine. I don't care either. And you don't have to be angry about it. You could just say, okay, you don't care, I don't care, we're done. It's fine. Second is because they figure that it's not that important, which is a subdivision of I don't care. Or they're afraid that they're going to offend you or something. But I think men just don't involve themselves in relationships in the same way that women do. And as I said, I did this interview about a documentary about bad boys. And I said, we don't like bad boys. We just don't like men who don't have an opinion on anything because it means everything falls on us. And that feels awful. It just feels burdensome. And God forbid we guess wrong. So I think if you said you want a ham sandwich, he says, I don't know. I said, here's where the ham is. When you figure it out, there's where it is. And you don't have to be angry about it. You just don't have to get involved in it. Because if you get involved in it, you're going to be angry. And then he's going to say, what? Okay. So the advice is, smile sweetly and walk away.
Dave.
All right, what else?
Dave says, stupid people.
Stupid being defined as if you don't agree with me. Now, see, I don't mind stupid. I mind stupid and aggressive. And it's that combination. Because stupid just means you don't know, right? Stupid and aggressive means I don't know and I don't care. And I find that much more irritating than just someone who doesn't know. I mean, so educate them. But someone who says, or people who are proud of it, is saying, I've never been to Europe, and I'm really proud of that. I've never been outside my hometown. I've never tried broccoli, but I know I hate it. I mean, that's being proud of your ignorance, which is a lot more irritating to me than just plain being ignorant. You haven't never tried broccoli? Try broccoli. Or don't have an opinion on it, but don't do both. All right, keep going. This is kind of fun.
It is pretty fun. Alex says, people who blindly block the way, like doorways, entrances, exits,
yep,
store aisles, and yep, don't even notice that others are being inconvenienced.
You know what? And they're on their phone.
Yeah, I was going to say
yeah,
that.
They're on their phone.
What you were saying, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of, it's the underlying assumption that you don't matter and I do. And I think that's why what makes it irritating. If someone, there was somebody, I was at the theater yesterday, I know, what a surprise. And somebody was sort of blocking the way because they couldn't quite get their walker through it. And that doesn't bother me. I mean, that's just somebody who's trying very hard to have an active life under difficult circumstances. And so you help them. Although I've actually seen people yell at people like that, which just seems to me, what? How could you possibly? It's people who could move through there who don't because they've decided that their texting is more important than the fact that the sidewalk is public property. So it depends, to me, for me at least, about why they've stopped. People getting stuck or, I mean, sometimes, like people with strollers. The other thing, have you ever noticed people with strollers when they're trying to cross a busy street that they'll put the baby out first? Okay, you have to tell me who the caller is because it doesn't show on my board. John. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. How are you, John?
I'm well, thank you. Long-time listener and really enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, sir.
I was listening to the your comment about stupid and aggressive, and I'm a right-handed person. I'm in a cast today because I lost my temper with a partner who is cocky, arrogant and ignorant. And I think that is one of the worst things to deal with. I took full responsibility for losing my temper, and it cost me emotionally and also financially. But, gosh, you know, this guy does not quit. I'm in a 50-50 partnership with him. I can't get out of it. I feel like I'm in a bad marriage. And it's just that he's, you know, he's 20 years my junior, and I don't know everything, and I'll be the first to admit it. But that arrogance he has, the cockiness, even when it's, you know, countless times he's come to me and said, I'm sorry, you know, you were right again. I said, James, I don't need to be right. I just want to be happy. and so countless times he comes to me and tells me, I'm sorry, you were right again. And I say, James, you know what? It wouldn't be so bad, but 48 hours from now, we're going to be going around the mountain all over again.
All right, tell you what. All right, let me put you on hold for just a minute. Let's go and see if there's a solution to this. Because I have something I want to share with you as an insight that you may or may not agree with. But see if you can tell me the last situation where he was ignorant and arrogant, especially the ignorant part. All right? And I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Freddy, we're talking with John, who's got a partner. What kind of business are you guys in, John?
We have a small real estate investment company. Buy and hold, buy, fix, and flip.
Got it.
Buy and manage.
Okay. Got it. All right. So the adorable Jimmy. Is he consistently wrong about certain areas, or is it just global?
It's global, Dr. Joy. Global.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. To hear that coming from somebody, you don't know me, and I'm not the type of, I don't have this gigantic ego. As a matter of fact, I talk to him a lot about, there's nasty little egos rearing its head up again, and so I'm not that type of person, but honestly, he comes to me on a consistent basis. And says, "Well, you were right again, and I'm sorry."
I got it. All right, here. Let me
give an example. You asked me to think of one.
Yeah, give me an example.
One.
That'd be great.
Okay, and I'll make it brief. So recently, so we're in the middle of rehabbing a house, and like me, he wants to save money as much as possible, and I'm great with that. But we hire contractors sometimes, you know, a handyman that can paint doesn't necessarily need to have a license, and I'm not advocating to hire people with no license. Sometimes we do it, especially if it's a small job. So electricity comes along. From past experiences 30 years ago, to James, we have to hire licensed, experienced, insured electrician. Good argument. Finally, I give in, and he hires somebody that he got off of a certain classified thing on the internet, and you probably know what I mean. So we hire somebody, and sure enough, the guy does a wrong job. We lose money on it, and he comes back and says, "Well, you were right again. We have to." So we hired a licensed electrician. That's one countless.
All right. Let me start you on this one. All right. First of all, if you're all right, the first thing I was going to say, and I can hear that you're relatively low key, or you wouldn't have given in to him. All right, so let me just give you a couple of suggestions. From now on, whenever the two of you disagree, ask him to put it in writing, with both the pros and the cons. Okay, because if he has to put it in writing, he's going to have to look at it, and he may because all of us have been talking a lot longer than we've been writing. And so, for example, when I have an idea, if I can't put it in writing, I don't know what I'm talking about. Even though it may sound like I know what I'm talking about, I don't. So, number one, any disagreements, he has to put them in writing. He has to put both the pros and cons. And from now on, what I would do is I would implement a system of sanctions, which is when he's right and you're wrong, that he gets some kind of bonus. And you guys can work out what that is. When he's wrong, then there's a sanction. It's going to cost him something. So, because at this moment, he has nothing on the line. Not only does he have nothing on the line, but it's not only the arrogance of youth, but he probably feels he's 20 years younger, that if he doesn't have, you know, he has to stand up for himself. And so he may need to prove not only to himself, but more importantly to you, that he knows what he's talking about. And when he doesn't, so believe it or not, it becomes this nasty perfect storm. Whenever he's wrong, the next time you would think logically that he would go and be a little more careful. He won't. He'll be more arrogant because he feels he has to make it up for last time.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. So it's a combination of arrogance of youth, his insecurity, and he's a motor mouth. I mean, I'm sure he's a really good salesman because he could convince you, but have him put it in writing, and pros and cons, and it should be a sanction that if he's right, he gets 10% more, and if he's wrong, he gets 15% less.
Got it.
All righty?
Yes. Thank you so much. I mean, I've been dealing with this for 2 years, and like I said, I'm literally in a cash right now because I lost my temper. I even went to him the next day and said, "Look, I take full apology." I said, "No, don't you apologize. I'm older. I take full responsibility."
Did you hit him?
And they hit the door.
Okay,
no,
hitting the door.
I hit the door.
Well, the nice thing about that is that you but it's the perfect way to say, James, you know, I was wrong about this, but it becomes a perfect storm. So here's what I propose to make our working relationship work better. And that way, when he's right, both of you can go and see what we learned from that, from his being right, because he's going to have the proposal and the pros and the cons. And when he's wrong, that means he didn't do his research. It's going to cost him. He's got a lot more on the line now. And being arrogant, I think, is a defense mechanism partially, but it's not going to work anymore because you can't be arrogant in writing. You either come up with the goods or you don't. So that should help. Let me know.
Point taken. Yep. Thanks so much, Dr. Joy. Have a good day.
You're welcome, John. Nicole, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Dr.
Hi,
Joy,
Nicole.
I have a small dilemma.
Okay.
I have a 14-month daughter, and my best friend lives 3,000 miles away. And she is right now offering to buy my ticket next month to fly a round trip to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to decide is whether I should take or leave my daughter. My husband, who is an excellent father, would like me to leave her. And it's, of course, a 12-hour flight. So I don't know if I should bring her down with me or if I leave her, you know, with my husband, if she's going to feel like her mom has abandoned her.
Sounds like a first child. But the second child, you'd never ask the question. All right. Here,
I feel like I really need this break, but
my
mother says, you know, I should absolutely take her or
no, I think your mom is wrong. All right, which is nice occasionally. How long are you going to be gone?
6 days with travel.
All right, here's what you're going to do. First of all, let me tell you the problem about your strategy, which is okay. You've now... If you're not willing to, and you may want to shorten the trip a little bit, and there are all sorts of ways to do this, but let's just deal with the specifics of the situation.
Okay.
If you don't leave that child with her daddy, what you're saying to your husband is you're not an equal partner in raising this child. In the long run, that's crucial, all right? Because okay. It says, I'm the real parent, you're just the icing on the cake. And that's not a message that you want to send to either your husband or your daughter. Have the two of you been away from her at all in the last 14 months?
Not at all, and I'm mainly a stay-at-home mom with a part-time job.
Okay.
So I've been around her constantly.
It's time. It's time not so much for – it's time for all the way you look at it. That when's the trip to your friend? When would that be scheduled?
Mid-July.
Okay. What I would do in the meantime is I would take – do you have any babysitters that you've used in the past?
Not necessarily. My mom said that she would do it. She just doesn't think I'm doing the right thing. And my mom really is like second mom to her. So
I think that, look,
my husband and my mom.
All right. There are a couple things. First of all, children who are never left with a babysitter don't learn to trust strangers. And I know we all tell our kids not to trust strangers, but what you want your daughter doing is going forth into the world basically thinking most people are good and having precautions. So you don't put her name on her T-shirt, she doesn't talk to strangers. But the idea that the only people who can take care of you and the only people you're safe with are family members can make it hard for her to go to school, for example. Going to make it hard for her to do a sleepover with a friend. It's just going to make her life more difficult than you want it to be. All right, that's number one. Number two, as I said, the fallout on your husband is really lousy, which is saying, you know, basically I don't trust you with the kid. Number three, that's one of the reasons we play peekaboo with kids, is so they have the sense that we can disappear and come back. And what you can do, there's an article today about Sesame Street and how much it teaches kids more than preschool does. And one of the reasons is that very young kids don't understand that television isn't real, that they think that there are actually people in the television. So what you're going to do is you're going to make a video with you reading her stories at night and playing a game with her at night, so and maybe making a lullaby. And you calling her, I think, is going to be up to you, your stomach lining, and your husband. But there are lots of ways to be in touch with her. She can have pictures. You can do a video that she can play at night. So it's not like you're going to disappear from her. You and your husband need to get in the habit of going away for a weekend or an evening so that kid learns that there are other people in the world who can take care of me and it's perfectly safe. Your mom may be fine. As you point out, she doesn't really approve of this, but she may have been a stay-at-home mom, and that's how she defined herself. So the idea of not being around her kid meant that her whole job description was in jeopardy. I think she's wrong. That she, and not to mention, you need some time away.
And I do. I really need this.
Now, understand that when you come back, I'm just warning you up front, that when you come back, your kid may be a bit hostile toward you. But you're going to work through that. Just because it's not that she felt abandoned. I mean, look, if you were in the armed services, right, or you were deployed someplace, or that you, God forbid, somebody in your family got sick and you had to go, and they had something that you just couldn't take care of them and a baby. I mean, there are all sorts of situations in life that mean that we're not around our kid 24/7. She's got a dad that is. Should be a primary parent as well. You've got your mom who's very used to. You're going to make videos so she can see your face and talk to you. Let me put you on hold and sort of ask to make sure that you're okay with this, because I know the issue, it sounds to me, is more your mom than your kid. We'll talk about that as well. Hang on, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Nicole, who's got a charming 14-month-old. She's got a nifty trip to go visit a friend on the West Coast. And the question is, should she take the baby? Does your friend have children?
Yes, she does, a four-year-old.
Okay, well, I mean, the problem is, you know, if you take the baby, first of all, as you point out, long plane ride, both directions, which is not going to make her terribly happy. She's then going to be in foreign, you know, in a different situation, not going to have her bed or familiar things. You're going to be distracted by the kid. I mean, I just think For no matter how you look, you're not going to get, it's not going to be much of a vacation for you. You're sending a really lousy message to your husband. With your kid, I mean, especially with somebody that young, you can really fill in the gaps pretty easily by just having a video for her. So mommy reads her a story and calling, you know, I think is, she's not probably, I don't know, does she talk to her grandparents on the phone?
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, that might be kind of a fun thing to do. Make sure she has a picture of you to keep by her bed, and that you can sing her a lullaby. So there are all sorts of things you can fill in the gaps, and she'll be okay. She, as I said, she may be a little cranky when you get home, but that's an easy thing to do. And what you've really said to your child is, there are lots of people who can take care of you, including grandma and your daddy, that I can disappear but come back, that you're not abandoned at all. And it's healthy for her, it's healthy for you, it's healthy for your marriage, and it's healthy for your husband. All you have to do is deal with your mom. And I would ask her what she feels her concern is, because she's going to say abandonment. I'm say, you know, does your husband ever go out on trips?
Not very often.
Okay. Did your father?
No.
Are your mom and dad still together?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, do you have other brothers and sisters?
Yep, I have a 22-year-old brother.
I mean, it's interesting to think where that issue of abandonment would come from. You may want to ask your mom.
Yeah, she was a stay-at-home mom our whole life, and she still continues to stay home even though my brother and I are out of the house. So me and the baby are a really big part of her life still.
Well, but that's great. But that doesn't mean because she did it that you have to do it.
Okay.
I think I had this discussion at one point, which was actually vaguely painful, with my mom, because I have one child, and I can remember having a discussion with my mother and saying when are you going to have more kids? And I said, I had a miscarriage and actually tried to adopt a child, so I had actually intended to have more kids. But I remember saying to her, because she wasn't very gentle about it, as I said, Mom, look, I have one kid and 6 degrees. You have 6 kids and 1 degree. You can't do both. I don't think that the part of it is, I think, unconsciously, that our mothers ask us to be like them to reaffirm their choices. And sometimes, especially when they're having a difficult time with their choices.
Uh-huh.
So I think you can afford to be gentle with her and say, Mom, she's not going to be abandoned. She's going to have you. She's going to have her dad. And I'm going to have videos for her, and everything will be fine. But
okay.
don't expect her to be terribly supportive, and she may or may not be willing to help with a baby, and I think you have to be prepared for that. But because, again, what you're doing, and that's, you know, I sort of guessed that at the beginning, because I said, you know, full-time moms quite often define themselves in terms of, this baby can't exist without me, which is not, and your mom may be having some serious problems about you and your brother's independence and making choices that don't seem to you to make a whole lot of sense.
Okay.
So, I think it makes, again, the only person it's not going to make any sense to is your mom, but your mom's going to have other issues, and your mom still, I mean, because she defines herself primarily as a mom, and probably still does, and I suspect you and your brother run into problems about how come you're not spending more time with me, and yada yada.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, well,
that's what happens.
Take the trip.
Well, have fun. And again, if I were you, I would do a video for her, and do a lullaby, and you can try the calling, and she can send, and she can make pictures and sing your lullaby. She'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you for using my contact.
My pleasure. And you can give your mom my phone number, at which point she will call up and yell at me, which is okay.
Okay. Okay,
we can deal with that. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. And talking with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. It's kind of what we do around here. Do we have time for any more? Can we do like one or two more things that drive people crazy?
Yeah, we got.
And I think if you're saying your mother, that you have to stand in line. because look, if our mothers had different lifestyles, then part of it is, if we have a different lifestyle, without necessarily being aware of it, they view it as a repudiation of who they are.
Right. All right. Let's see. We've got a couple minutes left here.
Yep.
We'll continue on with Dawn. And she says, this country's obsession with everything and everyone Hollywood. I'm tired of their opinions and I'm tired of their views on everything.
Well, look, the cult of celebrity is sort of as old probably as human history. But, you know, it's I hear you. But it, if it's any comfort, it's always been thus. It's just we've got Hollywood. People had, I don't know, Nero or something, and Henry VIII, who could write, you know, poetry, and decided that the reason he couldn't have a son is because he had bad wives, even though it's his lack of a why that contributed to it. So, I mean, the idea is people who have that fame is equated with of importance, and importance means you're allowed to have an opinion about everything. Good luck. I mean, you can try changing it. You can also not buy People magazine. That'll help, or Us, or We, or any of them.
Marianne says, my husband always answers a question with a question, and is always...
He does? See, that was a joke. That was just a little joke on my part, sorry.
And he's always questioning me. Like, look it up yourself on the internet, buddy.
Well, I mean, one of the things you can do is just become stupid and cheerful of saying, don't know. I'm sure you'll get back to me when you figure it out. Look, understand that you reinforce that behavior along the line at some point. That at one point, probably when you were dating or maybe when you were newlywed, that he would ask your opinion and think it was great. I remember at one point when I was married, my then husband woke me up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and said, which tie do you think I should wear? And why do I care? But what occurred to me is somehow I taught him a bunch of things that first of all, his ties mattered to me. That I guess number one, that his ties mattered, that it mattered to me, that I had better taste than he did, and that I was willing to go along with this. And I think it was just I think it was really a passive-aggressive thing of saying, how come you're asleep and I'm awake? But I mean, you don't have to get involved with that. What you can say is, honey, you have great taste. Whatever you think will work, I'm sure is going to be great. You don't have to go along with it. Because someone asks the question doesn't mean you have to answer it. Got it? You just don't be mean about it. Just don't be nasty about it. Just don't say, I don't care. Just say, oh, honey, whatever you think would be great. Got it, folks? I know. This is a good topic. We'll talk about it more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.